Okay, so you sent us a fascinating stack of source material today, and it's all focused on this hyper-specific and, frankly, highly strategic aesthetic that's been gaining some serious traction online.
It really has.
We are launching a full deep dive into what the sources have meticulously dubbed the cherry-coated beauty trend.
And it really is more than just a passing aesthetic. You know, it's like a complete instruction manual. So our mission today is to crack that code for you.
Extract the exact recipe.
Exactly. We need to pull out the specific color palette, the mandated application techniques, the styling rules for clothing, and maybe the most surprising part, the very specific physical features that are considered essential to this look.
I think that word coded is so important here. It suggests a system, right? Not just a casual
For
suggestion.
sure.
So what is this look at its absolute core? Because cherry can mean anything from like a bright lollipop red to that dark, almost black color of a jam.
Well, and the sources are remarkably consistent on this. Conceptually, the cherry-coated look is a full-on social media aesthetic. It's inspired by all those cherry tones and all their
So
variations.
the whole spectrum you mentioned.
The whole spectrum. It really covers everything from that, you know, innocent rosy red blush to the really deep, complex burgundy you'd find in a glass of wine or a ripe Bing cherry.
Okay, so it's not just a single pop of color like a classic red lip. It's an entire family of shades that have to work together.
Precisely. The core intention is that the look should reflect warmth and a kind of intense femininity and this vibrant, almost robust sense of health. It really shifts the trend from being a simple makeup choice to a whole approach to style.
An intentional one.
A very intentional one, yeah. Ensuring everything coordinates right down to your accessories.
All right, if we're talking about a code, let's get specific. Let's jump into section one, the essential cherry palette. If this look has rules, it has to define the colors.
Absolutely. And the crucial insight from all the materials is that you just can't get the sophistication of this trend with one color, or even two. It requires blending and contrasting several related tones that, you know, mimic the natural hues you'd find in cherries and berries.
And what's helpful here is that the sources explicitly list five mandatory shades. These are the non-negotiables for the palette.
That's a great way to put it. They're the required notes you have to hit.
So we start with the most obvious one, cherry red. That's the signature pop. But then it moves really quickly into these deeper, richer tones like berry, plum, and wine, or burgundy. And then to add some softness and versatility, the sources insist that rose pink has to be in there too.
And that inclusion of rose pink is so important. It prevents the whole look from becoming too heavy or, you know, just an autumn thing. It gives it that fresh-faced, rosy quality, even when you're using deep burgundies.
That makes sense.
But, you know, knowing the shades is just step one. The sources then lay out a full strategic plan for applying this palette, and they start with the biggest canvas you have, your wardrobe.
Right, we start with the clothes. And this is where the color choice isn't just about shade. The sources actually assign a specific feeling or a psychological goal to each color in your outfit.
This is where the code really starts to function. It's connecting color psychology directly to your wardrobe.
So if you lean into cherry red in your clothing, the look is described as bold and eye-catching. It's a statement.
It's the power color.
Then you move over to berry, and you're conveying richness and warmth. If you opt for plum or a dark purple, the sources classify that as elegant and specifically perfect for fall.
And then you have the classic, you know, established sophistication. If you choose wine or burgundy, your outfit is labeled classic and sophisticated. It's a more mature take on the trend.
And finally, that critical balance point. Using rose pink or a soft pink in your clothes gives you that soft, feminine, and approachable touch.
But here's the strategic brilliance that your sources point out. If you just dress head to toe in cherry tones, you actually lose definition, you lose depth, which brings us to the absolutely critical role of neutral colors. The sources highlight these as essential to balance the look. You can't be cherry-coated without the right negative space.
I think this is where the deep dive becomes really useful for you, the listener. You need this foundation to let those rich cherry colors actually shine.
Whoa.
And the sources give us four essential neutral groups for this.
Exactly. First, they provide the warmer, softer neutrals, so cream, beige, and ivory. These are great for pairing with the deeper burgundies to maintain that warmth. Then you have the cooler side, light or dark gray, which offers a more sleek, modern contrast that works really well against the rose pink.
And then for that, you know, maximum high impact contrast to
Look
make the
there.
red truly pop, you need pure black. It's the ultimate foil for vibrant cherry red.
Can't go wrong. And finally, white, which gives the look a fresh, clean, almost crisp contrast, perfect for winter.
So once you have your main colors and your neutrals picked out, the sources don't just leave you guessing. They actually give you three specific styling tips on how to put it all together.
The instruction manual continues.
Tip number one is the fundamental rule. Always pair a main trend color with a neutral shade. The sources really caution against going head-to-toe cherry red or plum without something like black or ivory breaking it up.
Keeps it looking polished, not overwhelming. Tip two is about integration. It's about committing to the aesthetic, so adding accessories in the exact same cherry-coated tones.
A berry-colored bag, a plum scarf, that kind of thing.
Exactly. It makes it look deeply intentional.
And tip three is for the advanced user. It's about layering and texture. The sources encourage mixing different berry or cherry shades together for a really elegant layered look.
So instead of a flat monochromatic feel, you're letting the slight tonal differences, say between a wine and a plum, create real dimension.
It creates this beautiful depth. It's almost like looking into a bowl of ripe fruit where the light hits each one a bit differently.
It's funny how much technical planning goes into looking this naturally vibrant.
So true. Okay, we've thoroughly analyzed the outfit. Now let's move on to the other two areas, hair and skin. Because as we said, this code covers the entire person.
Right, and the source material spends an interesting amount of time on hair care protocols.
It does, and this is where the aesthetic connects back to that idea of health. The strategy is less about dyeing your hair cherry red.
Much less.
And much more on the actual health and the volume of the hair itself.
And why volume? Well, the sources detail two core hair goals. First, obviously, improve overall hair health, strengthen the strands. But the second goal is taking targeted care of any thinning or sparse areas.
Okay, and why is that so important to the code?
Well, the material notes that helping these areas fill in is crucial because healthy, voluminous hair is supposed to mimic that lush, rounded form of a perfect cherry. It's all about achieving visual density and robustness for confidence.
And this emphasis on a robust physical foundation, that leads us right to the core concept of what the sources call the idealized manifestation of this trend.
Ah, yes. The question they ask is, if this cherry were a person.
The metaphorical cherry person. This is where the code gets truly prescriptive, defining the desired physical features that complete the whole aesthetic. This goes way beyond just makeup.
These features are central to the coded look. They speak to a very specific sculptural ideal. So the ideal cherry person is described as having full and glowing cheeks, a look of vibrant, youthful health.
And of course, full lips, usually highlighted in one of those five core colors.
And they also place a heavy emphasis on the eyes. Specifically, clear eyes without dark circles. And here is where the sources drop some specialized language. They mention meso eye.
Right. What does that actually mean for the listener? It sounds very technical.
It is technical jargon. But if we translate the core goal, it's pretty simple. Meso eye just refers to minimizing texture, fine lines, and darkness around the eye area. It's a specific treatments or care designed to get a smooth, bright, rested look.
So the code demands visual clarity. Luminosity.
That's the goal of that protocol, exactly.
And finally, the aesthetic requires attention to the overall structure, specifically noting a slender, attractive neck. This goal is linked in the material to another term, intralifting neck.
And again, if we strip away the technical term, the requirement is for a sharp, defined jawline and a lack of laxity or visible lines in the neck area.
So intralifting neck is just protocols to refine and firm up that area.
Precisely. It just shows how detailed the vision is. It's not just a quick lipstick application. It's aiming for a full sculptural definition, which, you know, suggests a pretty narrow standard of beauty is being codified here.
That's a powerful observation. It moves the whole conversation from just applying a trend to becoming the living embodiment of it. The pressure there is certainly something to think about.
For sure.
Okay, moving past the general features, let's talk customization. Because the sources make it very clear that one size does not fit all with this aesthetic.
And this is key for it to be practical, right? The palette has to be tailored to your skin tone to make sure that warmth and vibrancy actually translate correctly.
Because the wrong shade could make you look washed out instead of glowing.
Exactly. So for those with fair skin, the recommendation is to lean toward the lighter, more vibrant side. They suggest cherry pink as the hero color.
If you have medium skin, you're guided toward the rich, blendable middle ground. The sources recommend plum cherry.
It allows for depth without overpowering the natural tone.
And for those with dark skin, the suggestion is to embrace the full impact of the deepest hues, so deep berry and dark cherry, to provide that maximum contrast and richness.
This careful tailoring is what ensures the colors truly enhance you, rather than competing with your complexion. And this all brings us back to the fundamental question, why the cherry? Why was this specific fruit chosen for this whole trend?
The sources synthesize the answer perfectly. It all links back to seasonal timing. This look is truly optimized for fall and winter.
Think about the typical challenge of cold weather, right?
Yeah.
Dullness, lack of color, power.
And the cherry-coated palette is the strategic countermeasure to all of that.
It is. It's because of the specific benefits this palette adds. The first, and maybe most important in cooler months, is that it immediately adds warmth to the face. You look like you just stepped in from a brisk walk, not like you've been hibernating.
Second, the colors, especially on the cheeks and lips, are just inherently flattering. They provide this pervasive, healthy glow, which is often missing when the sun is scarce.
And third, the strategic use of these deep tones, especially the wines and plums. It helps define your features. It's like contouring with blush, but it never looks heavy or overdone.
It's a sophisticated definition that brings out your bone structure naturally.
It manages to be both vibrant and refined. A really powerful cold weather aesthetic.
So what does this all mean? We've covered the defined palette of 5 core shades, from rose pink to wine. We've extracted the wardrobe application with those 4 critical neutral categories. We detailed the focus on hair health and those 4 hyper-specific idealized features.
The full cheeks, the clear eyes.
The slender neck. Mm-hmm. And finally, that essential skin tone customization. I mean, that's a complete playbook.
It is a complete code, ready to go.
It sure.
But I do appreciate that the sources don't just leave you with this intimidating list. The final thoughts are actually quite empowering. They emphasize freedom within the framework.
Freedom to tweak it.
Yeah, to always refresh your look. And for me, maybe the most enjoyable part of the whole thing, the encouragement to coordinate.
Yes. The sources explicitly suggest coordinating the trend not just on yourself, but with your friends or even your partner.
Trying the look together for fun, right? Using it to add these beautiful shared colors to your collective style. Or, as they say, just to stand out in your own unique way.
It's about enjoying the process, embracing your own life and your own appearance. And that ties into the most provocative idea I took away from all this.
Watch this.
The way the sources frame the joy of coordinating a detailed aesthetic like cherry-coated with friends, it transforms what is essentially personal styling into a shared social experience.
It moves it from individual effort into collective fun.
Absolutely. It's a way to add color and intentional connection to the everyday. It turns what could be a solitary focus on style into a group activity. And that's a concept worth mulling over, you know? The next time you're scrolling through trends, how much of style is really about connection? Until next time, keep digging into those details.